car, you know, just like, wasn't just like these cars, they're just frames, you know. Wasn't like these cars on the railroad, but then they'd bring in 8 or 10 or 12 or 20, or just how many they could pull, you know, according to the, you know, how hilly it was, where the timber was.
Yes.
And they was a mill that D-Lo cut a quarter of a million feet a day.
Runs sounds out. Like pretty good business.
And that was a big business back, but it didn't last but about 20 years, you know, and they cut all the timber they had.
Yes.
And then they began to ship timber from California, that redwood, come through the canal and all to Gulfport.
Yes.
Hauling it up here, and then I think they went broke with that.
Well, is there much farming going on in the county?
Well, yeah, they used to raise a lot of cotton and corn. Nobody don't farm now much.
I see.
Cotton and corn, all they used to raise, you know, but there wasn't much else, you know. As far as cattle farming, there wasn't none of that back when I was young.
I see.
We turned the cows out in the woods, you know. Milk the cow, I lived right down there, and I'd milk my cow and turn her loose, and she'd go back up in them big woods over there. Where the town's up there now, you know, they'd go back up there and eat all day and come back home, milk them.
Yes, sir. Didn't have any fencing back then?
They had fences around the fields and the yards here. They didn't.
They didn't have it around where the cows grazed or anything like that?
No. Turn them loose in the woods. I think they do that over in Louisiana yet.
Is that right?
Last time I was over there, they did. Everybody fenced up his farm, you know.
Yes, sir.
Of course, they didn't have no big, you know, like they do up in the Delaware, you know. They didn't have nothing like that around here. They put a fence around their farm, made them out of rails. Lit rails out of pine trees, you know.
What kind of fence was that?
Well, they just lay them this way, you know. 10 rails high.
You didn't use any nails or anything?
No.
How'd it stay together?
Well, this way.
Kind of supported itself?
It did.
I see.
I can go show you one in 5 minutes.
Is that right? I've seen some that people just have around the yard for looks.
Well, that's what this is.
Is that what that is? All right. But you don't see them that are actually...
No, No, a fella cut a wire fence if he got a fence anywhere, you know, now.
I see. But what did they call those kind of fences?
A rail fence.
Just a rail fence. I see. And that was one that went kind of zigzag.
Yeah. It is. Go this way, you know.
Yes, sir.
And then over here. Over here. It just zigzag.
Right. I see. You mentioned that people used to grow cotton around here. Did you ever do much work with cotton?
Yeah, I picked cotton a lot of times. Mm-hmm. But now I never did farm for a living myself, you know.
Yes, sir.
I had a little farm out there, and of course all I done was just fool with it. You know, when I retired, if I hadn't had that farm and that little old tractor, I'd have went crazy, I guess.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I know what you mean. What do people mean around here when they talk about chopping cotton?
Yeah, that's when it comes up, cotton come up, you know, they just planted just a row of it, you know. And when they chop cotton, well, they just, that's thinning it and getting the grass out of it too, you know.
Oh, I see. Does that have to be, how often do you do that?
Well, you have to do that every time you plant cotton, chop cotton. I don't know how to do it now. They got these herbicides and all that, you know. They ain't bothered with the grass and weeds, you know.
Yes, sir. Was there any kind of grass or weed?